Talking now on our Four City Coaches Corner program with Four City Girls Head Basketball Coach Matt Erpelding. And Coach, kind of want to spend some time talking about the Hardwood Classic from last Saturday in Fort Dodge at the campus of Iowa Central. Because of the schedule change with the weather, and I believe there was a kind of a buildup on the interstate there, a lot of teams had to back out at the last minute. So instead of being the fourth game of the day, Four City and Des Moines Christian ended up being the first game of the day. Tell me about that change, and did it affect the atmosphere or anything at all?
Well, it kind of worked in our favor a little bit, as, you know, being, like I said, us being the first game. They allowed us to kind of have a shoot around down there, you know, kind of whenever we got down there, because nobody really knew for sure how long travel was going to take with road conditions and that type of thing. So it was kind of nice, like I said, we got down there, and, you know, once the girls got changed, we'd go out and get some shots up, and, you know, we had plenty of time on the court for that type of thing. So that actually was kind of nice. But, like I said, it's kind of it didn't affect us too much, because we just pushed our start time back like a half hour. So as far as what time we were going to play, it was basically the same. It's just that we were the first game, like I said, rather than the fourth game. But, I went, it was a really good experience for us. And, you know, thankfully for us, travel was pretty good until, you know, roads were pretty much fine until we got to Humboldt. And from Humboldt on, they were not good at all. So travel for us, you know, wasn't too big of an issue. And get down there, and thankfully Des Moines Christian was able to make it as well. So it was, you know, the matchup we were anticipating, and it ended up being a really, really good ball game for us. So I'm really glad we got it in. Really important, I think, for us to be pushed the way we were by Des Moines Christian team. By far, the best team we'd played to this point. So really good challenge for us. Game where, you know, you asked about the atmosphere. You know, there wasn't nearly as many fans there as would have been had the weather been good. But, I mean, Forest City traveled well. But, I mean, the gym in general, you know, not a lot of spectators from other schools, that type of thing there. So it was kind of the atmosphere was, even though there weren't many people there, you know, our crowd was really loud, which helped us, you know, when we made our run in the game. But so it's, you know, I'm just glad they got it in. And, you know, they're having the second weekend of it here this weekend, so a little bit better probably experience for those teams down there as far as kind of the atmosphere. But it is what it is. We played the game. So, I guess just glad we got it in.
Coach, let's talk a little bit more about the game. Four City got off to a pretty slow start, falling down by 20 at one point. Can you just talk to me about the first quarter in particular?
Yeah, to say we got off to a slow start would be an understatement. We came in the first quarter and they threw some full court pressure on us right away, which we were expecting. I mean, we were prepared for it, but just didn't execute well against it, and we couldn't have got off to much worse of a start. I think it was, you know, by the time the first quarter was said and done, we were down 26-8, and against a team of that caliber, that's really asking for trouble, and you dig yourself that big a hole. So we were just all out of sorts. I mean, just throwing the ball all around the gym, making poor decisions with the ball. Our offense was just not really clicking very well. So it, like I said, we couldn't have got off to much worse start on either end of the floor. But, you know, we always have and always will preach the fact that it's 32 minutes and just keep battling and see what happens. And, you know, once from the, you know, start of the second quarter on, we pretty much outplayed them the rest of the day, but we just dug ourselves too big a hole. But, you know, got some things to, you know, shots to start falling for us, and, you know, made a little run there in the second quarter to cut the deficit down a little bit, at halftime, and then, you know, got into the locker room and just kind of got people settled down and refocused a little bit, and, you know decided, you know, did we come down here to lay an egg or did we come down here to compete? And it came out in the second half and really, really got after it both ends of the floor and played much better. I think we took the lead, like 53-52 maybe, you know, with 6-7 minutes to go there in the ball game. And then it was pretty much back and forth to that, you know, the rest of the way. And we just came up a little bit short and had an opportunity late. Made a three to cut it to five there with 14, 15 seconds to go, something like that. Got a steal on the inbound. Had an opportunity at the rim, didn't get the call in that situation, and then of course we had to foul to try to get the ball back, and just weren't able to finish off the deal. But really proud of the way we competed, and which is always the case with us. But we could have, a lot of teams, you pretty could have just pretty much gave up when you're down 26-8 after the first quarter, and not had a chance late. But us as Moore City fans would expect, we just continue to fight. It's not over till it's over, and I'm really proud of our effort, but just, like I said, came up a little bit short.
Coach, now looking ahead here, we have, looking ahead past that game, I should say, Four City had two games on the schedule for this week, but we mentioned before we came on here, more weather on the schedule for this week as their Clear Lake game, a ranked matchup in 3A, was postponed from Thursday. So you guys played last night at home against West Hancock back in conference action. Can you kind of tell me how that game went on about almost a week break?
Yeah, and we kind of talked, Mother Nature has just kind of been raising havoc here the last couple of weeks, and we had Tuesday was our scheduled off night, so not having that Clear Lake game on Thursday once again kind of just pushes. We hadn't played basically for a week again, since the Saturday Hardwood Classic game. So one of those things where when you're not on the court, that just kind of gets you out of rhythm a little bit on what you're trying to do and just the flow of playing and that type of thing. So. And I thought that was probably a factor last night against West Hancock. And we talked in the locker room, West Hancock is West Hancock. They're going to scrap. They're going to battle whether they're, supposed to stay in the ball game or not. They're going to by the style they play and, the things they do. And we just really, I don't know, last night was, I go back to the Algona game, the first game of the year. Last night was a lot similar to that on the offensive end. Our shot selection was not good at all. Shooting some less than ideal shots early in the possession, which really kind of just fed into what they were trying to do. And, just an absolute struggle on the offensive end. And defensively, the first half, we just kind of struggled keeping Miracuji out of the lane, and I think she got to the free throw line a dozen times and made 11 of them type of thing. So we just weren't really playing up to speed on either end of the floor the whole first half. And at halftime, let's make some adjustments defensively. Pretty much was what the difference was, and came out in the second half and kind of played more of the style of what we wanted. The outcome was more of what I think most people probably expected in the second half there, but just not real excited about the way we went into break with the performance we had. Obviously, we got the W, but just not real happy with the way it all shook out. So we got a lot of work to do moving in, but once again, we competed all night, and eventually, once we kind of settled down defensively and found something that worked defensively, we were able to pull away. So, really proud once again of the way we compete, because there's a lot of times when things don't go your way in life, but you just got to keep battling and persevering, and things will, hopefully end up the way they should in the end, and that was the case last night.
Now moving on to the holiday break, as we won't talk again until the new year, Coach. What are the team's plans for the break in terms of practices or scrimmages, if you have those scheduled?
Yeah, well, next week, I'm going to give the varsity Monday off, let them kind of just go. I know there's a big conference matchup in Lake Mills with Lake Mills and North Union, so I think several of the girls will go watch that game, and it'll allow Monday's practice for us to just focus with our JV unit and give me a chance and my staff a chance to, just have eyes on them and work with them for a day. So that'll be Monday, and then we're off until the following Monday. And then it's a full week with a game on Friday the 2nd. We'll have practices on Monday, Tuesday. Varsity goes down to Norwalk on Wednesday for some scrimmages against some pretty quality competition. So that'll be good for the varsity to get down there and like I said, kind of see where we're at with what we've been working on over break in a scrimmage setting there, and then come back Thursday with another practice due to the game on Friday. We pretty much got to practice every day in preparation because we got a really important stretch coming back that following week. First week back, full week back, we got a lot of big ball games. So it'll be a busy week. We give them, like I said, virtually all the next week off, and then the following week we get back in the gym and start making improvements for the second half of the year.
Awesome, Coach. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Have a great holiday break, and we'll talk again in the new year.
To you as well. Thanks, Josiah.
That is Boar City head girls basketball coach Matt Erpelding here on our Four City Coaches Corner program on KIOW.